I was listening Sunday night late to the police scanner, and I was listening in the Capital Region and hearing a lot of domestic violence on there and answers to domestic violence. And I thought a little bit about that. So, you know, people are bunkered in, and that can be a real good thing with family, but not always. And there are some concerns to have here as well. I know that goes for our next guest, too. Here's, of course, the good doctor, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, drjohnb.com, the website. Good morning, sir. Are you in Michigan, or are you still in South Florida?
We are still in Miami. We'll be coming back this coming weekend.
All right.
So, but for now, we are in Florida. Same situation here as it is there, Dave. So people are, critical areas are, obviously still in functioning.
Okay.
They're, gas stations and grocery stores and, medical staff, things of this type, and, take out food. So pretty much, I think, the same here as there is in Michigan right now. So they
finally have closed down, for example, the spring breakers in Fort Lauderdale and things like that, right?
Well, they have. It's been really a problem, though, because a lot of the kids, if you will, did not really want to stop. So they really had to work hard at that here. It's, I think most people, families and children and people who live in the area have adapted, but that really has been a problem to the point they've actually closed down beaches because the weather's been exceptionally warm down here. So there's been just a lot of you can't even go to the beach, like from 5th to 15th Street in Miami Beach. You can't go in. And Lauderdale, the different beaches are doing the same thing. So even the times of crisis, the youth often feels immortal, apparently, and it's not that easy to get that group to settle down. But we don't want to make all of them, but there are enough of them.
Of course, you compare eras, and, our parents and grandparents, and, the dads went to war, the moms went to work in the factory, they worked hard to win a war. We're being asked to sit on our couch for a couple of weeks and watch Netflix. It doesn't seem like it's that terrible a deal to at least endure the privation, but we've talked about it before, and inside the bunkering in, hunkered down mentality, I know you've got some concerns, don't you?
Well, I really do, because it not only leads to a lot of high anxiety and depression, but many times in crisis, as is shown during hurricanes, you get an extreme, many more level, unfortunately, of activities of child abuse, of spousal abuse, of drug abuse, and even suicide. So it can be a very difficult time.
Right.
But what you want to do, if you're going to be having the family and people together, you want to use this as a time to do bonding. Pull together. Maybe you don't have time to be together this much. So this could be a positive time of learning, of doing different activities. But it does take some creativity, and it takes some willingness and trying to make sure children aren't fearful. But it is hard. If you're under a lot of financial anxiety yourself or a lot of, worry about the future, this is clearly a time of producing anxiety, but it can be difficult. So it is a time that people need support. And I think that if we can be calling people in terms of trying to be helpful, if we are out in the grocery store, if we're out, meeting with our doctor or something of this type, that we want to try to be nice and helpful to people if we see them. With a smile, just a smile, Dave, can
right.
lead to so much happiness, for people. And I think we really need to know that. So, but if you can think of somebody or family or friends or just people you know that you think are in stress, difficulty during this time of uncertainty, because high anxiety is really difficult for people. Give them a call, just talk to them, see
right.
how they're doing. But these are clearly difficult times. It's an unknown enemy. It's different. Like your parents, my parents, and grandparents, they fought through major wars with you already knew if you were dealing with Nazi Germany or dealing with Imperial Japan. I mean, you had a very definite set of an enemy. Where this is really an enemy you can't see, so you have to.
That's exactly
really
right. It makes
cautious.
It makes it. I mean, it's just more difficult to define that way. It's hard to make the comparison because it doesn't seem as real until you start looking at these images from the hospitals and what we've seen in,
my God,
Italy. I just,
yes,
horrible. And if that doesn't get your attention, well, then I'm not sure what will. But and I wonder about others who just say, you know, yeah, if it's coming, it's coming, bring it on. That's a dangerous attitude. You can have that for yourself, but are you willing to speak for others that way? And maybe they don't look at it the same way you do. When I preface this by talking about some of the domestic violence, and that's anecdotal. But you said either spousal abuse, child abuse can go on with this kind of situation. And then you wonder if someone wants to report it, you know, police are up to their eyeballs. They'll probably respond. But with everybody bunkered in and with all of the other activity going on with law enforcement, that adds an extra air of anxiety for those who are victims in this case, doesn't it?
Well, it really does. This is why I think what we want to give the message to people, if we're stressed out, if we're feeling at a hard time, just try to take time out, try to realize children didn't ask to be born. You fell in love with your spouse or the person you're living with, and that this is the time to reach for those feelings and try not to have this the trigger, if you will, of getting angry, getting upset, fighting, because you're going to be together and spending more time now.
Right.
Except for required visits to, you know, to doctors, to the pharmacies, to grocery stores. So just be aware that you're going to be together and that we are all in it together as a team. And just try to be positive and try to have caring moments, loving moments. And it is difficult because there are people that really don't get along. So this is the time to try to bend the fences.
Well, right. It is true. No, you're right. Limited. You're absolutely
right. We have to try to get along. But I have faith, too, because I talk to people and I certainly see that people are working at keeping together, trying to get along. And I think I have a lot of faith in people. There are people that fail, but there are also people that aren't working, that don't have any income, don't know when it's going to come. They see the people watching, fighting. So it's kind of, it can be very, very difficult. So we just try to come together as a people, as a nation. And it is really a war. It is a war we're dealing with, and it's one that we will win, but it definitely is a very difficult thing for people from a mental health point of view, which, of course, can be going into substance abuse.
You're seeing in your age, and I know you've been in Florida for a bit of time here, enjoying, you know, some very nice weather at the very least, but during the situation, I'm sure that with your practice and with your son, I'm sure that there's been an uptick even in calls from normal clients, in addition to those who would want to, you know, step through the door maybe for the first time, because people are wrestling with this right now from their mental health aspect. It's happened for you, hasn't it?
That is really true. My son's been quite busy, you know, so it's definitely a time of stress. And when people are highly stressed, they become different persons. Sometimes go back to coping mechanisms that really they don't work well, but they think sometimes defaults, which people fall back to. So this is a time, if you do tend to fall back to anger or high anxiety or fits of depression, call it what you will, you want to try to, you know, in your own mind, keep those things out. Try to keep positive. Look at what works for you and do that, because these are difficult times. And yes, in fact, I've had a few calls from people I haven't talked to in years that just were in a lot of difficulty, because what good thing, I guess, about society we're in now with phones, you can be anywhere and no one even knows you're gone. In fact, I've been gone, but I've talked to people, but really the topic has not been that I'm gone. The topic has been that there are issues and people want to talk about them, and I'm glad to deal with them. But yes, these are definitely the times to try and soul, as the old saying goes. But we can overcome this. We can do it. And it's just a time that there's a need for people to you know, have some social distancing. I think these are some things that we may use that will be helpful for a long time. Washing our hands. You know, let's not forget the flu kills thousands of people each year, the regular flu. And if we do keep working on sanitizing, some form of social distance, some type of, you know, keeping our hands clean, watching what we're touching, not touching our face. Those are good strategies for us to be using as a general rule, kind of hard for an old time background.
Well, at a bare minimum for us, we can start with that and work from there. And we've been doing, you know, I think people have been, you know, doing that. And, you know, yes. guys known for not being the best coming in and out of the restroom. Well, okay. They're getting better. They've had to get better. Yeah. And people are taking it very seriously right now. The aspects of bunkering in, there are definitely some things about it that can wear on your mental health, but we will get through this. And the podcast will be at drjohnb.com. I know that I want you to travel safe when you're on your way back here. We want you back in one piece and feeling good. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services from East Lansing. Good to have you on again, my friend.
Listen, I feel good, and ain't no stopping us now. The old song goes for society. We're going to do it, and I'm in a buoyant, positive mood on this. It's just a difficult time, but we'll do it, Dave.
Excellent. Look forward to our next chat next week. I know there'll be different things to talk about then, but probably around a very central theme. Good to visit with you again. Travel safe. Dr. John Braccio, our guest. Words of wisdom here. Morning Wake Up. We're coming back. 1320 WILS.